Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Oh, there he is.
He actually made it.
Intern, current dirtbag Nick.
God, hello. Why are you so late?
Maybe if you guys would have told me to come, you know, I would be a little bit more prepared today.
Anything making you late though?
Yeah,
today?
And I had to resume my internship duties, like some sort of scrub and pick up your breakfast for you, Whitney.
I needed a sandwich. I'm hungry.
But she had to get an elite breakfast sandwich. I couldn't just run through the drive-thru somewhere.
Yeah,
I had to
go to
this very nice place.
You got to go to Hart's Grocers.
Well, at least you'll get reimbursed this time. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. Well, we're gonna do some TPXY fake news. We have three ridiculous stories, two of which are true, one of them false and fake. It's your job, Nick, and you listening along to try to figure out which is which. You can jump in at 222-9800 or the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. All right, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
For headline one. You won last week, by the way. So you're...
I'm going 2-0 this year. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you right. want. You just want two wins.
And then anything after that, I don't care about.
But... That's how I am with the dad joke off.
All right, here we go. Headline one. Woman in China can no longer hear the voices of men, including her boyfriends. A female patient is going viral after a recent medical diagnosis revealed that she has a certain type of hearing loss that means she can only hear other women speaking to her. The Daily Mail reports that the woman has only been identified publicly by her surname Chen, and that she realized something was wrong when she woke up one morning and could not hear her boyfriend speaking to her. She was rushed to a local hospital where a female doctor said, quote, she was able to hear me when I spoke to her, but when a young male patient walked in, she couldn't hear him at all. Chen, who said she'd been under stress at work, was diagnosed with reverse slope hearing loss, a condition in which patients can only hear high frequencies. The condition affects about one in every 13,000 people. The good news is Chen is expected to make a full recovery. Or is that the bad news?
A thing called fake news.
Headline 2. Rare penny might be worth $1.7 million after it was found in boys' lunch money. See a penny, pick it up, and talk about good luck. A penny discovered by a Massachusetts teenager in his change from lunch money could be worth as much as $1.65 million when it is auctioned off. The 1943 Lincoln penny is made up of copper and has been described as the, quote, most famous coin made in error, according to Heritage Auctions, which is auctioning off the coin. Only 20 versions of this penny were ever made, and for years, the U.S. government denied its existence, making it the holy grail of coins.
That fake news.
And finally, headline 3. Man goes viral for parallel parking just to leave enough room between cars to infuriate other drivers into giving up. After dozens of angry people posted photos and videos of his car on social media, the San Jose Mercury News managed to track down 39-year-old Ed Billings, who admitted Monday that while parallel parking, he strives to leave just enough room between the cars ahead of him or behind him so that other drivers are eventually infuriated into simply giving up after a few attempts at parking. Quote, I want to leave just enough distance for a car of average size to struggle with taking a few stabs at different angles of approach and getting exasperatingly close, wedging themselves into the spot before finally screaming a few obscenities, pounding on their steering wheel, and calling it quits. He continued, it is just a little thing I do for my fellow drivers. Quote, I also want to make sure that I leave exactly the right space so that the person in front of me has to hit the front bumper while trying to back out. When asked if he had any intention of stopping this behavior now that he's been publicly identified, he smirked and said no.
It's all fake news.
This guy's my hero.
Typical dirtbag move.
This guy is my hero.
So there they are, the three headlines for today, for this week, for Team PXY fake news. Two are true, one is false. And don't jump into it yet, but how is your confidence level?
I would say my confidence level is pretty good because I think Whitney gave it away.
Oh,
what?
What tell.
Did I do?
I could read you pretty
what
well.
What in God's name did I do? Don't tell us yet.
All right. We'll see.
Which headline do you think is the fake news? Headline 1, woman in China can no longer hear the voices of men, including her boyfriend. Headline 2, rare penny might be worth $1.7 million after it was found in a boy's lunch money. And headline 3, man goes viral, parallel parking, just leaving enough room between cars to infuriate other drivers into just giving up. Before we get your answer for which one of those is indeed the fake news, let's grab this call. 222-9800. Paige from Palmyra. Which headline do you think is the fake news?
I think the first one. The lady in China.
Headline one, woman in China can no longer hear the voices of men, including her boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if that influences Nick's decision. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
By the way, take it for what it's worth. That seems to be the general consensus on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822 as well. But will that determine what you're going to pick?
See, that's the one that I wanted to pick. But now that everybody's picking it, yeah. I don't know if that's the cool choice anymore.
Oh, know? Okay. Oh. You don't want to go with the crowd.
I kind of go on my own path here, Corey.
Okay.
All right. I don't know, Coble. Now
I'm Coble.
Don't.
Man of many names in this building.
Well, I mean, Nick Coble, but Dirtbag Nick.
Yeah.
Lions don't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. So.
Well, there's that too, I guess.
All right. I'm gonna lock it in, and I'm going to thank all my listeners at home or in the car.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with number one.
You want to go with number one?
That's my final answer, sir.
All right. Headline one. Woman in China can no longer hear the voices of men, including that of her boyfriend. That story is true.
It's too easy.
Oh.
The fake news is actually the man leaving just enough room for Pella parking.
Although plenty of people probably do that, but
yes.
That is the fake news.
Yeah.
Now the funny thing is, you were all smug and saying that, like, I gave it away somehow and you know me so well.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that about?
Well, she was just cracking up at that one. Like,
about the women not being able to hear men?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a dream come true.
No, shut up!
You imagine the show if I didn't have to listen to you?
That would be very hard for you.
Yeah, that would be terrible. You would just be like, mouthing
things. It's like that sometimes in here. Yeah, usually not on the air.
Yeah, like yesterday when you said, so you texted Nick, right? For fake news.
She said yes.
Because I wasn't listening.
It's a good thing I'm a listener of this fine station.
Yeah,
otherwise, I would have known.
You would not have known. You would have had no idea.
Well,
ultimate dirtbag move by both of you. Just going to say that.
What?
By not letting me know I'm supposed to be here.
Because I thought Corey was going to text you. Corey thought I was going to text you. And then you ended up texting us at, 8:30 last night?
Yeah, something like that.
You were like, hey, I just heard on the tease that I'm on tomorrow. Yes. Am I on tomorrow?
Well, yeah. It worked out fine. But
yeah,
professionals.
You just brought up, by the way, the ultimate dirtbag move.
By throwing shade on somebody?
Well, I don't know if... I mean, if we're going to talk about dirtbag moves that have been made today...
I'm nervous.
I don't think it's anything Whitney or I did. In fact... Nick, we didn't tell you this beforehand, but...
This is a trap. I'm in a trap right now.
You are about to have
somebody
sicked on you.
You've been accused...
Savagery.
...of being a savage.
That's fair. But for what?
Hang on.
Oh,
we'll explain.
Face.
I'm so nervous.
We'll explain coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Okay.
With Team PXY on 98 PXY. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.